a hunger so honed. Driving home late through town, he woke me for a deer in the road, the light smudge of it fragile in the distance, free in a way that made me ashamed for our flesh, his hand on my hand, even the weight of our voices not speaking. I watched a long time, and a long time after we were too far to see, told myself I still saw it, nosing the shrubs, all phantom and shadow, so silent it must have seemed I hadn't wakened, but passed into a deeper, more cogent state, the mind a dark city, a disappearing, a handkerchief swallowed by a fist. I thought of the animal's mouth and the hunger entrusted it, a hunger so honed the green leaves merely maintain it. We want so much, when perhaps we live best in the space between loves, that unconscious roving, the heart its own rough animal, unfettered. The second time, there were two that faced us a moment, the way deer will in their Greek perfection, as though we were just some offering the night had delivered. They disappeared between two houses, and we drove on, our own limbs, our need for one another, greedy, weak,